Quilting has moved out of the attic and into the realm of cool. Just ask the millions of people on websites like Pinterest and Etsy. QuiltCon organizer Heather Grant says the craft started its internet revolution in 2005 when it became easier to share photos online.
People really started to share their work online and started to find each other online through blogs and Flickr. Flickr was a very popular gathering place for quilters. So that started the social media component of the modern quilting movement, which was the main component to get modern quilting where it is today.
The first mention of modern and quilting together actually happened a few years earlier in a Martha Stewart magazine article about Denise Schmidt.
So many of us saw that first article in Martha Stewart and were really inspired because I had quilted a lot in my early 20s. But once I saw that article, I was like, finally, this is it. Like, I get it now. Like, this is my craft path is quilting. And this is, I want to do it like Denise.
Modern quilting is a little hard to define. But as Modern Quilt Guild founder Elisa Haight Carlton explains, it's anything but a bunch of squares sewn together.
Lots of solid fabrics, use of asymmetry, lots of inspiration from modern design, both art, architecture, something that I would want in my home versus something that my grandmother had in her home.
As with traditional quilts, today's quilting plays with shapes, space, and color. But some quilts look more like a Mondrian art piece. You know, a white canvas with random rectangles and primary colors. Others resemble spider webs. The possibilities have drawn quilters in their 20s and 30s, but many of the 150 or so modern quilt guilds around the world also have older members. QuiltCon's Heather Grant says, when it comes down to it, all quilting is the same.
Modern quilting wouldn't exist unless we had the construction methods of traditional quilting. So no rivalry at all, just a lot of respect.
The first international convention features workshops and lectures. There's also a quilt show and sale for those that can't do but can buy. QuiltCon runs today through Sunday at the Austin Convention Center. Laura Rice, KUT News.